This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, you're listening to Animal Party. This is Deb Wolf on Pet Life Radio. As you probably already know, because you're probably a regular listener, you can subscribe and then the new shows just come to you. Because sometimes there's more than one show per week. Usually it's one show per week, but sometimes there's more than one. And you'll know about it if you subscribe. So here's the teaser for today. And I like these kind of teasers because I don't think you can cheat on them. I don't think Google or AI works like this. So what do Keanu Reeves, Snoop Dogg, formerly known as Snoop Doggy Dog, Snoop Dogg, and Ricky Gervais, what do those three men have in common? Keanu Reeves, Snoop Doggy Dog, and Ricky Gervais. What do they have in common? Well, I'm going to tell you later at the end of the show. You better stay tuned. All right, so the raccoon. Have you heard about this drunk raccoon? A raccoon that got into a liquor store in South Carolina and raided a bunch of things and got drunk and passed out in the bathroom. And of course, it went viral. But then when journalists investigated it further, they discovered that this raccoon was a repeat offender. He had already been into several other stores in the strip mall. And I just think that's so funny. And now that he's found the alcohol, I think they're in trouble. And they should check the roof and they should check the foundation because this thing's getting in somehow. But he's habituated now. And I think they're going to have a very hard time deterring him if they don't catch him. And you can't really relocate a raccoon very easily. They come back. So I don't know what they're going to do with this little guy. But I think it's really interesting. I think the raccoon is really, really interesting. And I'm going to follow his story the more they catch him. Because you know they're going to get, they keep getting him out of the building and letting him go. And then he comes back. So we'll see what happens next. Okay. So a sadder repeat offender situation that I want to tell you about, not a raccoon, a person, is in 2015, a woman was convicted of animal cruelty, and she tortured and stabbed a family's black lab to death. That's what she did. And then all these years later, go figure, she's not reformed, she's not healthy, she's not balanced, she's something like this, when they treat it like it's just an animal, what's it worth, what's replacement cost? When it's not treated as a crime against society, then the person's around still. So what did she do? Well, she didn't get away with anything, thank God, they stopped her. But she was able to sneak into, the same woman who tortured a lab to death in 2015, was able to sneak into Surrey Memorial Hospital, one of the largest hospitals in the area of Vancouver, and get into the neonatal ward, you know, where the littlest, most vulnerable babies are. And she managed to go skin to skin. She had pulled off her shirt and went skin to skin with three different babies. So somehow 6 hours later, police were called and intervened and the story broke. But this is frightening. What was she doing? Why, this is a secure ward. You're not even able to get up the elevator without the right codes and passes and badge. And, you know, nobody's supposed to be up there. And that she would even be able to get in there. But that this person who murdered a dog or attempted to murder a dog and tortured a dog is free to go now do what to babies? We don't know. But there's definitely a connection. It's been proven over and over and over again that children and people who harm animals do not grow out of it. They do not change. And their victims eventually, often, are humans. So in this case, I can only guess if she's going skin to skin that she's trying to take a baby, that she's trying to bond with a baby, maybe see which baby she wants. And why it took them 6 hours to call the police? Boy, that is not okay. In the NICU, when you have a stranger in there, I mean, I've been to that hospital. The elevator doesn't even go up to that floor. You have to have the security guard, bloop, bloop, with his little tag. So, you know, when you show him that you belong there. You need like a baby or an IV pole or a bracelet, right? Like, it's secure. You can't just go up to the neonatal ward. So how did this all happen? Anyway, when someone's evil to animals, it's not a huge leap to think they'll be evil to people. So I just want to put that out there. And we're going to go to break and come back and talk about happier topics in a moment. But I'm going to remind you, see if you can figure out what these men have in common. Keanu Reeves, Snoop Dogg, and Ricky Gervais. All right, we'll be back after the break. Stay tuned.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Hello! We're back on Animal Party, Pet Life Radio. And this is Deb Wolf. So we're talking and I'm chatting. And sometimes I tell you about this show that I'm sort of addicted to called 90 Day Fiancé. And 90 Day Fiancé the Other Way and all that sort of stuff, the spinoffs. There's this couple, Luke from America, Madeleine from Colombia, and they're making a go of it in Colombia. And the other day, well, first of all, they have a very rocky relationship, and he decided to mend things by buying her a $2,000 puppy, which is never the way to go, okay? And then in a fight after giving her a second puppy, she already has a little dog, so now a puppy dog. A little dog, but a puppy. After giving her the puppy, he lets go in a fight that she never takes care of her dogs. Well, why are you giving her another dog then? That's crazy. All right, so I'm on to this couple. I'm thinking these two might not be good dog owners. And then I see them driving around, and the driver and the passenger are allowing the two little dogs, one an untrained puppy and the other a toy little dog, to jump back and forth between their laps. This is so dangerous, everybody. The dog can easily get under the brake pedal, and then you can't brake. It can distract you. It can go through, especially with a big dog, it can go through the window and hit another driver if you have an accident and kill them. Even a small dog, propelled at a speed from a car accident when you're going 60 or 80 miles an hour, 40, or it doesn't even matter. A projectile can kill someone. If your little dog goes flying out of the car and hits someone in the throat or the face or blinds them so they go off the road, I mean, none of this is cool. Your dog should not be there. That's not where they should be. Teach them to sit still. Teach them to go in the back. Teach them to use harnesses. But don't let them jump from lap to lap while you're driving. All right. Okay. They're not going to make it, I don't think, this couple. So I hope he takes the dogs back if she's such a bad dog owner. But I'm thinking he won't. Okay, another thing that happened on that show was one of the ladies was quoting her daughters, telling her, don't be the crazy cat lady. Go out on a date with someone. Now, I don't like this crazy cat lady thing. There's very few people I've met in life who have so many cats that they can't handle it. And I would call those hoarders. Most people who have a few cats are very interested in keeping them in good condition and spend a lot of time with them, and the cats are very happy. It's the people with one that sometimes neglect them, treat them like art, don't play with them, don't give them things to do, confine them to the house and then expect them to just behave, and then when they destroy things and wonder why. That's not the way to go with a cat. A cat is a real animal. It's not just a beautiful thing. It's not just a cuddler. It's something that wants to climb and run and chase and hunt. And so it's a really good idea to have things like toys you can use without getting scratched where the cat can pretend it's hunting. That's the whole trick with cat toys. And actually, even with dogs, I got to say, some people think you could just give a dog a toy. They go to the store, they buy the toy, and they hand it to the dog. Adult dogs don't just play with toys by themselves, usually. They want you in the game, right? It's like if you took your kid to a field and you gave him a soccer ball and you walked away. He's like, hey, can you play with me? Can you play catch, Dad? You give him a baseball glove and ball and you walk away. Hey, Dad, come back here. Let's play, right? That's what your pet's thinking. Why aren't you playing with me? And when you're playing with a cat, as Dusty Rainbow would say, one of my favorite cat authors, she would say, you've got to be its prey mate. Not its playmate, its prey mate. So pretend to be prey and you'll have a good time with the cat. All right, everybody. So moving along. Just going to tell you a little bit about my mushroom exploits lately. But I think I'll do that after the second break. Stay tuned on Animal Party Pet Life Radio.
Real people, real stories.
Our little dog developed this lymph problem. But the chemotherapy lasted for 6 months, started developing more lymph nodes. So I thought I'd just try carnivore. The lymph nodes started to go down. Then I took him into the vet to have him checked out, and there was no signs at all inside.
My cat had issues that developed in his eye, and 3 months later, my veterinarian said, let's go ahead and remove the eye. I heard the carnivore on advertising. So I said, you know what? I'm going to order this product. They did the procedure. They did all the tests, and they said, I don't know what you did. This product saved his eye.
I've got a Labrador. He could hardly lift herself up off the floor. The treatment was chemotherapy. That's when I said, this could be the ticket. About 3 weeks, you could tell she was very alert. She was going on 5-mile walk. She is just like prime again.
Call 866-836-8735. That's 866-836-8735. Or visit carnivore.com. That's carnivora.com.
Use promo code PETLIFE at checkout for 15% off your order at carnivora.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hello. We're back on Animal Party Pet Life Radio, and you're listening to Deb Wolf. And as you probably know, I like to take dogs with me into the forest, and the beach, and the dog parks, and all over the place. And actually, on an upcoming show, I'm going to try and secure an interview with a snowbird Canadian who spends a lot of time in Florida and has some interesting things to say about the dog culture in the town she's living in, Venice. Talk about that another time. But apparently, people in Venice treat their dogs like babies. So we'll have to talk about that. And apparently, dog people walking their dogs on the streets in the neighborhoods, if they see another person with a dog, they will cross the street. That's what she tells me. Now, in Canada, normally, when you see another person with a dog and you're walking your dog, there's a little bit of a shout out. Is your dog friendly? Yes, yes. Mine just wants to say hello. That kind of thing, right? And then you kind of walk toward each other and your dogs sniff each other. And sometimes they take a moment to, have a little pee on a tree or something like that, sniff each other. And then wag their tails. And sometimes they do a little play bow. And then you go along your way. Or you may even join them. You may even say, well, let's walk together to the park. So it's very different. And I want to talk about that. Now, I asked her, well, why don't you go to the dog parks? And she said, well, she likes to walk. And the dog parks in Venice are just fields, just a field where you stand around drinking your coffee and your dog socializes well or maybe not so well. So some of the dog parks here in Canada are like that, but a lot of them are more just 10 acres, 5 acres, a stretch of beach, some kind of wild area where you can definitely walk for a half an hour or even an hour. So I want to find out all the differences between Venice, Florida, and where I live near Vancouver, British Columbia. If you've got comments on that, if you think people are treating their dogs like babies and they shouldn't, or you think things are different in Florida, or you think they should. Actually, I want to tell you one more thing about that before I move on to what I was really going to talk about. And that is, one time I was on a stage at something called a Gymboree, and I was singing, and everything was great. The band was good, and it was kind of a weird hall in the country, and a lot of the people were young people, middle-aged people, whatever, but there was a select group of older people, all sort of sitting together in a couple of long tables, and what appeared to be babies. I looked out and I saw the, you know, the baby Bjorn carrier things on their chests and the big hammocky things you put the kid in, the slings, baby slings, which is what I had for my baby. Anyway, and I thought, wow, these grandparents are so into raising their grandkids. They're actually bringing them to live music events. This is amazing. So when I was done and I got off the stage and I started to mingle a little bit and tidy up my equipment and whatever, next group was on, I noticed that they were not babies. No, they were not. These ladies mostly, but a couple of guys, at least in their late 60s, some of them in their 70s, some older, one or two in a wheelchair, they had little toy dogs. Some of them dressed as babies, even with a bonnet. And these dogs were not impaired. They were not like three-legged dogs or dogs with arthritis or elderly dogs. There was absolutely no reason that I could see that any of them needed a stroller. And yet, there were many strollers. So if you have a comment about this, I need to hear what is going on. What is going on with this trend? Honestly, you got to tell me. I just don't understand. All right. Now, all the dogs were well-behaved. I was able to reach into these baby slings and sort of check to see if they were indeed impaired or arthritic or elderly. And now these dogs are bouncing. They want to be put down. They want to run around. They want to say hello. They're little tiny toy dogs who are trained to behave like babies. And it is one of the strangest things I've ever seen. All right. So moving right along, my dogs, I've been working on teaching them to hunt for mushrooms. And I'm at the stage now where I'm going to try to get them to kind of sing or howl or like make a noise other than a bark. Because when they encounter people or dogs on the trail up ahead where I'm not, they'll bark once. And I know that bark. So I don't want to confuse that. Usually I'll go the other way and they'll come back to me and we'll head off away from people, away from other dogs. But if we're hiking and they bark to tell me to come near because there's mushrooms, I'm going to start having a lot of conflict if I think, you know, I want to, that the bark means come to them when actually the bark means don't come this way, we're going to go the other way. So I have to come up with a new signal. So I'm going to try and teach them to sing for it. But in the meantime, one of my dogs, Dorita, has come up with the worst signal, although it's very effective. It's very effective. And I accidentally caught it on camera when I was filming them the other day, because what I did was I drove very, very slowly up this hill that was in just the right location, facing the right way, at the right elevation to have the edible mushrooms I'm looking for, chanterelle mushrooms, which are delicious. And they're just a food mushroom. They're not a drug mushroom. They're just a food, but they're delicious and prized and just lovely. Anyway, so I'm looking for these mushrooms and I'm driving up a hill, looking at a hill that I think is just perfect for it. And I spot a little glimmer of the right color, this beautiful amber orange. And I think, okay, we're going to stop here. So I let the dogs out and I say to them, go find the mushrooms. And sure enough, they head right to that thing. So I'm kind of able to test them now and see, because I saw the mushroom, but they didn't know I saw it. And they probably didn't see it, but they smelled it. They went right to the mushroom. And then I said, are there any more here? And they led me exactly to where they all were. Now, this time, I probably would have found them anyway, because I'd already found the one. But it shows me how good they are. So it means they've probably been finding them when I've been hiking without me realizing. So this time, I tried to make a really big fuss over each. Oh, look at the mushroom. Look at the mushroom. You know, and oh, my God, good dog, good dog. And really fuss over each and every one. And my doodle started to develop a signal of her own, which is the signal that you know your dog has worms. You know, when your dog scoots across the floor to show you that it has an itchy bum and there's maybe some grass or it needs a little cleanup or it needs dewormer or maybe its anal glands are swollen or if it's a boy, maybe there's something else going on. You know, somebody's in heat around the area and it's inflamed. It's something, right? That worm scoot. That's so awful that you never want to see. Well, this particular dog, she'll do it when I'm giving other dogs attention to try and, you know, because obviously, inadvertently, I must have dropped everything and got out the wormer med or given her attention or told her to stop, because even negative attention, if a jealous dog like a doodle is seeing you pet another dog, and they get you distracted from that and giving them attention, that's kind of a win. Even if you're scolding them or saying, stop it, stop that, you don't need to do that. Settle down, go get your toy, right? It's now we're playing. So somewhere along the line, I taught her that if she wants my attention, she should scoot. And so now when we're out in the forest and she finds mushrooms, she starts scooting, which is the funniest thing. I gotta switch it to howling. I really do. But she also puts her foot, her paw, right beside the mushroom that I've already found to show me. Like, look, look, look. It's so cute. So they're catching on. And I do have a few videos I'm going to post on Deb Wolf Pet Expert on Facebook if you want to check this out. Yeah. All right, everybody. It's been a great show. I'm going to finish with that. Except I have to tell you what those men have in common. So it was Snoop Dogg, Keanu Reeves, and Ricky Gervais. And the thing they have in common, besides being three people I desperately want to interview on this show, absolutely, all three, one at a time, together, I don't care. Love to have them on. Yes. And I am very listened to all over the world, over 100,000 listeners every week, plus subscribers and downloaders. So if you know these men, I want them on the show. But beside that, the thing they have in common is all three have donated huge amounts of money to animal rescues and set up animal rescues or donated to struggling ones and made them thrive. All three have done a world of good for animals in need. All right, everybody, for me, Deb Wolf, and Animal Party and Pet Life Radio, ciao, meow. Be good to your animals.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.